Welcome back to Starting from the Pits. However, we're not in a car today or in my bedroom. We're in the bathroom in Monaco. Monte Carlo! And you join us as we are getting ready. And this is the first episode where we're going to have Lily in, and Lily's going to come back for loads more episodes. She's going to be co-host of Starting from Pits for certain episodes. So, Lily, I have a microphone for you. We're going to get ready together because we're going out. Don't tell me this is dead. Oh, there we go. Okay.
She's here.
The moment. So we're going to get ready. We are. That's
pop, pop it on me. Where do I go?
Just on me. Cheers.
Like that?
Yeah.
Cheers. Should we tell them the exciting news?
Oh my God. Yeah, go.
We met Toto Wolf. And not just like Toto, can we get a picture? It was like full on conversation.
Like, yeah.
It's tight bathroom.
Yeah, it's a little small here, but this is the thing we've got to do to be staying in Monaco. So, yeah, we're going out tonight. We're going. I've actually tanned my forehead a bit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My head's slightly burnt, actually, but. Right.
Let's get ready. But, so, yeah, we had to ask Toto. So, basically, we were stood there with some people trying to find where to go. Trust me, if you're coming to the Monaco Heathrow and you're staying in Monaco, just head to the train station. You will find your way from there.
Yeah, because everywhere that you Google Maps takes you on is just shut. So you can't actually follow anything. And it's a bit like, we don't know where we're going. So we asked these girls, and previously with Sintoso, we kind of awkwardly were just like, hi, and then didn't say anything. And it was with that Ben Sullivan
from the FBI.
So that's key.
So we walked past him. So we waved at first, and he just carried on his day. And we saw him again. So
we thought, let's shoot our shot.
So I went, Toto, do you mind if we get a picture? And he was like, yeah, come over.
He was like chilling by his moped, just so nonchalantly.
And then you said, we're so lost.
Yeah, I was like, we have no idea where we're going, by the way. And he was just like, where do you need to go? And we were like, the swimming pool. And he was like, okay, well, head to the train station and do a quiet.
What did he say?
Condiment? I'm pretty sure it wasn't condiment, but maybe. And we took his words.
And he showed us the way.
And it made our day. Showed us the way. And then we got a picture, obviously.
I literally could have went home.
Yeah, like that. They made with that. So yeah, we're just getting, what time is it?
It's like quarter to nine.
Quarter to nine. Everybody goes out really late in Monaco.
Not something we're used to.
Yeah, so we've spoken to a few people who are going out. We've made besties.
But yeah, as for the actual Formula E, it was fun. The sun did come out.
Thank God.
But we were in the grandstand that's like looking over the pits. And it really good choice, I feel like.
Yeah, so what grandstand was that?
L.
Near the swimming pool. That was a great choice of grandstand, actually. Would have been maybe a bit of a better if we were in the one
facing the pits.
Yeah. But for like less than, what was it? Like
28
for like pounds. £28. Unbelievable, if you ask me.
And the fan zone is where it's at.
It is, actually. There was minimal drink choices. So we had either beer, which was like, what, 26 quid, did somebody say?
I think it was about 30. A lot of people give misconceptions about Monaco.
Yeah.
There are places that are really expensive. Like this morning, we paid €8 for water that didn't even make.
It was like this big. Nowhere to like.
But we went for a meal last night, and it was €32 each. And I feel like it's just where you go.
Yeah, like last night we got pizza, pasta, bread starter, two glasses of wine, some water, and like £32 each. I don't think you could even get that at home.
No.
So we were really impressed by that. But then we went out for a drink later in SAS, and it was like €90 for drinks. So
we were humbled. The clubs are a weird vibe because they're all like restaurants.
They're not like clubs either.
It's like
a club in the UK, you walk in, there's a dance floor immediately. It's like bar and dance floor, and that's it for the night. Whereas a lot of these places are like restaurants, and then they turn into clubs at like midnight.
Weird vibe. Someone actually took our seats.
Yeah, we were just sat there and was like, excuse me, can we come and grab your seat? And we were like, sure, you can just move, you can bring them back. And they were like, no, they're going now. And we were like, okay. Oh my experience.
And the steps. If you're planning to wear heels,
get an Uber.
Socks.
Yeah. Or get an Uber.
Yeah.
Because they do actually have Uber in Monaco. We have just Uber Eats or McDonald's because, you know, you've got to forfeit some cheap meals.
Well, somebody was saying on my TikTok, so I put a TikTok on saying, like, if you come to Monaco, please be aware of all the steps you've got to take. And people were like, there's hidden elevators everywhere. And I'm like, you're not where we are.
Literally, there's escalators apart from the way you want to go.
Yeah, pretty much. So we're a bit like, knackered, but LAFEGOESON.
And Mitch Evans won.
Yeah, it was a
Jaguar 1-2.
Yeah, buzzing with that. Obviously, it was Taylor Barnard, is that his name?
Taylor Barnard.
Barnard. He did great given that it was his first time in an FE car.
I wonder if getting into an FE car is harder than getting into an F1 car because
there's no similarity, like in terms of power and stuff, I don't think there's much similarity between like a petrol car and...
Yeah, because obviously it's really different to an F2, but at least it's a similar form.
No, I know what you mean. I wonder if like the steering is any different as well. Do you know what I mean?
Because I remember Ollie Behrman was like, in F2, like, you drive the car, but in F1 you kind of have to let the car drive. I feel like that's right. He said something like that. I wonder if it's the same in F1.
What else have we got to discuss? It's all quite close racing, isn't it, as well?
Oh my god, yeah. We were on a corner where something could have easily went wrong.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. But it didn't, actually. There was a few people that were going over the curve, and it sounded a lot worse than it was, I think. But...
Yeah, definitely. I'd highly recommend, if you want to go to Monaco and you love, like, we obviously came because it's very cheaper than
a lot cheaper than F1.
But I feel like it was... just as good an experience, and there's so much more fan interaction.
Yeah, there's like, if you get the tickets early enough, you can do a pit walk and actually meet everybody and get like Q&A and things signed, etc.
The fan zone's a lot closer.
Yeah, although it was a bit of a trek to get to.
But I highly recommend anyone. I feel like it's a different experience, but it's like a more closer experience.
I do think it's underrated. A lot of people don't talk about
they
the
do
experience.
A lot. Four fans in FA.
Yeah,
which one?
Just a setting powder.
A bacon or a setting? What's the difference? Well, that bakes, that set. That sets a bake and then that like falls finishes.
I'll do that one. Okay. I'm learning something new every day.
Charlotte's not a drinker.
I am not.
What?
Lily's forced me to
drink. I'm a drinker.
She's, yeah.
I've said we're in Monaco for how long?
One night only. Yeah, one proper night only, so we had what is that smell?
My quarterly spray.
It smells like that smell. It smells like that lemon jello from
it's
today.
Really nice. Oh my god. The lemon jello.
Yeah, so lemon jello. We became quite good friends with the people who made the lemon jello.
If anyone saw us walking around Monaco,
we apologize.
We were just so happy as Larry, I would say.
Yeah, no, literally, fully. Like, I feel like I was my final version. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, we were singing.
We were basically giving, like, Brit abroad.
Brit abroad.
Yeah.
Think what happened to Benidorm, we brought to Monaco. That was it. That's
class was out the window.
Class was out the window.
So yeah, I think we should talk a little bit about Formula One because I've not really talked about Formula One on the podcast as of late, and you are in Formula One.
And we're going to Miami.
Yeah.
Are they going to do a parade like they did last year with the,
oh my god, the opening theme?
Nick De Vries, what did they say about Yuki?
Small, it might be small,
but he's mighty. It's Yuki Tsunoda.
So funny. I need some water on it.
If they do that, they have to do it again.
I feel like somebody really needs to embrace it, though, this year. I want to see somebody, like, judge with it.
Well, Logan was like...
He's into it because he...
That's American, isn't it? I know we give it, like, crap, but it's entertaining.
It is.
If they did that in Britain, list a little bit more, like, Britannified.
Yeah. Was it good last year?
No.
No, okay.
It's a very hard track to produce a banger, I think. So last year was obviously when Checo was leading and Max overtook him in the championship and then just went downhill from there.
I think. Yeah. I remember. It was the downfall.
And I'm sure it was the same the year before, like, Charles' downfall kind of started.
Okay. I'm more excited to see the PR trips, personally.
Tart, tripping with Tart.
Yeah. Tart, if you're listening.
Who's marriage Alex Earle will be in. Sorry, whatever.
Yeah. But then the rumours will start from there.
No, she's with Braxton.
Yeah, I know, but regardless, people will start rumours.
It's just an interesting race, and, you know, obviously we think
Max is
going to win, but could do something.
Carlos could take it.
Danny Rick's got a grid penalty as well.
Oh my God, yeah.
He has.
Yeah, so he's having a stinker.
He is having a stinker. He did race well, and I feel like it's one or the other. One of them's going to have a bad race, and the other's going to have a great race. And until they figure it out with that car, it's always going to be one against the other, which is what everyone's kind of doing.
Yeah, I agree fully. And also, we've just had announcement from Stake and Has.
Nico. I am actually really glad to see teams still wanting him in the team.
Do you think he's going to get his podium? Because he's never had a podium.
I don't know what else he will be like. 2026, I feel like everyone just needs to keep an open mind, because as soon as some regulations change, it's whoever.
What's actually changing?
That's a really good question.
Because I don't know.
That's a really good question that I can't answer either. All I keep saying to people is the regulations changing.
Who knows?
Adrian Newey won't be involved in the car.
Oh my God. The whole Adrian Newey thing. I was so close to asking Toto about that.
So, we didn't mention F1's Toto. Like, we were like,
it was literally, as we were leaving, like, good luck in Miami.
Good luck in Miami. Or every bone of me wanted to be like, so are you meeting up with Max in Miami? Because that's the rumour I've seen on Twitter.
Can you imagine him like, oh yeah, I am, actually.
It was so funny because we had both phones, one recording, one taking a picture with content girls. And he was like, ooh, multitasking.
That's so not a German accent. That's so not a German accent. Yeah, it was, what an interaction that was.
It was so nothing. We like couldn't speak about anything else.
No, we walked away and we were like, I can go home now. It's fine. I'm leaving.
We were saying like,
oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. What were we saying?
We were saying that we hope he goes home to Susie and tells me he met two lovely girls.
Oh yeah. Because if Susie had been there, I'd have died.
Oh no.
Oh, that is so refreshingly cold. That drink. It is so good.
We're back. I've actually.
Oh no. I can't figure out what my eyebrows look like in this lighting. Maybe Susie knows who we are now.
The plan for tonight, we're going to the casino.
Lily's got like this thing about the casino.
Everyone must think like, oh, they're bougie. No. We are bougie on a budget, I'd say that.
Yes, that is the motto for this.
But I feel like you can't go to Monaco without going to the casino.
Do you think we'll be back open?
They open the roads like an hour after the race.
Oh, impressive. Okay.
Anything else?
Question.
Okay. So if Nico's going to Sauber or Kick or whatever.
Whatever.
Do you think both of them are going to lose a seat? Because I think both of them are losing the seat. Valtteri and Joe.
Yeah.
I think Valtteri's going to retire.
Yeah.
He's just having so much fun, like,
doing all the things. I agree.
I think he'll be like a spokesperson in like he'll have some involvement. More involvement than I think Seb's had.
Yeah.
You don't see
Seb to work. And I'm so excited if he does go and race in Le Mans. Because if he does, unreal. And if he gets in that number 6 car as well, wow.
See, I do just
one. It's a lineup that basically if Seb was involved in that, like it'd be dire not to win.
Okay.
It's theirs to lose.
This is the tiny bit.
Lily's on like rations.
Oh my God, I had to bin my face wash at airport security. He was shouting at me like one bag and I had two. So I like hid it.
I was going through the security thing like I just done a crime.
I'm shaking.
So I can get in the mirror a bit better.
Swab. I don't know what else needs to. I feel a bit bland. Like,
eyelashes.
This doesn't look. I've done my
eyelashes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's the plan of action tonight?
We're going to the casino and then we're going to Rascas.
Because we have friends. We have connections.
We've been told that's where the party's at.
We've been told by one or two people that.
We were going to do like a bar, like a pub, bar crawl. But I think we slowly realise it's restaurants, and that's a bit harder to.
Yeah, fully.
And Jimmy's is, so like where we're going, Jimmy's, which is, I feel like, the main thing, yeah, is the opposite end. And walking in Monaco,
it's a nightmare. It's a... It truly is. It's like there's no direct street one place to another. You've got to go like round. It's very difficult. My head's starting to hurt.
Oh, yeah. We saw Max's jet.
Oh, my God, yeah. Landed in Nice. Everybody in my TikTok comments. Look, we've just got Monaco on the brain. I put, when you land in Monaco and this is the first thing you see, and everyone's like, this is Nice.
Monaco doesn't have an airport.
Yeah, I know that. If I'd have known that.
I feel like because a lot of people come to Monaco, but they don't stay in Monaco. But we found just a really good deal. Yeah, like, it was cheaper to stay here than to stay in Nice.
And our room's cute as well. Like,
it's small.
It's a sofa bed, but it's a comfy sofa bed. And to be fair, like, I'm not missing home. I don't know. I feel like I don't need much more than what we've got. Mm-hmm. Like,
we went to the supermarket, which was quite affordable, I would say.
Yeah, we got a little bag. Bit of merch from the supermarket. Yeah.
Charles been spotted everywhere with that dog, and we've not seen him.
Without us.
I keep saying,
you saw Lorenzo.
So, obviously, we were so close to the pits. So, we saw, like, Anthony Joshua, and then I saw Charles's older brother and his girlfriend. I was like, ah! But I always keep saying, like, do you think if you met him, he'd let you stroke the dog?
It's like touching somebody's baby.
Yeah, like, I feel like, no. Would he let a fan stroke the dog?
Almost definitely not.
Because I'd understand if not.
Yeah, that dog is like protected, it's like guarded with his life.
It's clearly not had its 6-week injections to be walked on the floor.
Oh, that poor little
That's
dog.
What it's giving. I'm not liking the makeup. I feel like maybe it's a lighting.
I feel like I look rough right
it's
now.
It's the lighting.
And I need to dry shampoo my hair. I need to brush my hair. That'd be a great start. Let's go brush. Brush and dry shampoo.
So it's just a one-man show now, guys. Welcome to my YouTube channel. I've always wanted to be a vlogger. This is my favorite powder. This is my favorite... actually, not that. This is my favorite brow gel. It's the closest one. This is my favorite primer. It's the NARS Radiant Glow Primer.
Oh, carry on.
I'll carry on. My favorite highlighter is the by Body Glue, and then
have you seen my blush?
This is actually not my favorite blush because it explodes. Look,
what can I use that?
You can use it.
I don't know where mine's gone. Thank you.
I feel like I'm kind of Charlotte is older than me, but I feel like I give old sister vibes to you. Like, yeah, like I am. Like,
I'm just so unexperienced in life.
Like, I brought the air out, the straighteners, extra bags for options, so much makeup.
I brought outfit choices that I actually already picked out, and then that's it.
This is definitely your. That's mine. Yours on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Maybe I could put it on my line.
I've never seen somebody put lip liner on the eye.
Oh, it's such a life hack. Do you know, like,
what do they do? What's the difference?
It's like eyeliner.
Yeah, I'm doing that. But like, what difference? I don't know. Like, to make your eyes look bigger, smaller, cooler.
Really good question again, but really you can want to know. I don't have the answer.
I feel like I look like I've aged 30 years.
I think it's the lighting.
Yeah.
Because we look better on this.
Okay. Let's brush the hair.
We are debating the Berlin E-Prix, but it is in 2 weeks, and May is an expensive one. So
I think we should do it. I found hotels that are like £200 each for the weekend.
Yeah, but I'm going to like eat it.
Yeah, you are. When are you going there?
August.
But you know... Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I thought I'd done that. I thought I'd made
There's
that
really thing. Nice artwork in this place.
Yeah, there is. It's really cute. I wish... Because the podcast is very much an audio. I can't really show you, but...
I'm not telling anyone where we see, because this is a gem I'm keeping.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Gatekeeping
this. We're gatekeeping this.
What, you were judging it?
No, I was checking you were using it right. I honestly, I feel like crazy, Lena.
Just do this. I'm gonna come out and
am I still air wrapping your hair at the end?
Yeah, you can do. Right, let's just I might let that sit for a bit. Oh, I feel like I look a bit more put together now. My hair's looking a bit nicer.
Ever since I've gone blonde, the makeup on the hairline is
real.
Okay.
Also, for those who don't have the road lip case, just get a sticky thing and put your Vaseline on the back of it.
I'm ready. Anyway,
Should we talk about Chinese Grand Prix?
That's a good point.
Because the only thing I remember is Lance Stroll and Kevin Magnussen's battle for 16th place, and it felt like I was watching, maybe Senna race. That's how little we have had action. That battle
Senna race
was just like, it was for 16th place.
A great one.
I am very good at specifying
comparison,
like, smells, yeah, people.
What did you say before? And I was like, that was great. You said a lot.
I've said a lot.
We've said a lot.
We all seem prison. But that is, and obviously Lance Green is the back of Danny Rick.
Yeah.
Danny was Danny.
Yeah, because there was that interview post race and he was like, I had calmed down, but now I'm pissed again.
Yeah. But I just wonder, like, what Scotty is, because obviously
oh my god, yeah.
Anything that connection happens between Lance and Danny, I just think Scotty.
I forgot. Like, what's
Scotty saying? Because also, and he's obviously Red Bull as well, makes me laugh. But yeah, nothing really happened.
I know. Where do we think Carlos is going?
I want him.
Should have asked Toto.
I know. I feel like now that Adrian Newey's left Red Bull, I want him to go to Mercedes.
Yeah, so but he has a chance of being competitive.
They're so set on Kimi Antonelli. I don't really think they're gonna like.
I just think Kimi Antonelli.
Too much pressure on a boy that is literally like a child.
I fully agree.
He needs a full season in F2. And another one.
A full season and then some.
A full season, then making the like proper reserve driver, I think. Yeah. You know, like Ollie
test
is.
Driver.
Yeah. Because it's just so much, but yeah.
I agree.
Ollie to Haas.
Yeah.
And Jack Doohan to Alpine.
Valid.
Or Victor Martins, but he's had a
Who's
bit
going
of a
out of Alpine then?
Who's going to get rid of Pierre?
Oh,
they love Esteban.
I love Esteban.
I like them both, I feel like.
Esteban's doing post,
really well in that car.
There.
I like them both. I just think,
where's Pierre going then?
Well, I was saying before. Do you remember when I was saying Alex, George, Lando, and Charles all took the step up to F1? I think either this season or next we're going to have the same type
cycle of
like the new the boys hopefully.
But where's Pierre going? Is he leaving?
I don't really know. I feel like quite a few people might leave the season.
Not leave, but be kicked out. Yeah, I agree.
I think people now realise, right, let's get new talent in.
Yeah.
And that's no disrespect to
I think they should go off and do something else.
Or they just bring, the team should have approved Andretti.
I agree. Because I don't understand the logic behind that. Like, Andretti's in everything.
For F1.
Formula E, IndyCar, World Endurance, IMSA. I don't even know
what the reason was. Was it less money?
It was because, basically, apparently, Andretti needed F1 more than F1 needed Andretti. I was like, clearly not.
It's just greed.
It's mind-boggling. Where is my lip line?
Right.
Maybe say my lip line off.
Maybe, should we wrap it?
Yeah. Let's wrap it up. So, that's so dramatic.
These don't work.
Mine works perfectly fine, but Lily's having issues with hers. So, we're off out.
We need to get ready and do the hair and pre-drink because
after last
we've sobered up before.
Oh, cheers. See you in the next episode.